This will not take a second. Monsieur Albert Chevalier has, in his brilliant little manual, Le Roman Anglais de Notre Temps, provided a definition. And if a French critic cannot define the English novel, who can? It is, he says, a fiction in prose of a certain extent. Une fiction en prose d'une certaine étendue. That is quite good enough for us, and we may perhaps go so far as to add that the extent should not be less than 50,000 words. Any fictitious prose work over 50,000 words will be a novel for the purposes of these lectures, and if this seems to you unphilosophic, will you think of an alternative definition, which will include The Pilgrim's Progress, Marius the Epicurean, The Adventures of a Younger Son, The Magic Flute, The Journal of the Plague, Zuleika Dobson, Rasselas, Ulysses, and Green Mansions, or else will give reasons for their exclusion? Parts of our spongy tract seem more fictitious than other parts, it is true. Near the middle, on a tump of grass, stand Miss Austen, with the figure of Emma by her side, and Thackeray holding up Esmond. But no intelligent remark known to me will define the tract as a whole. All we can say of it is that it is bounded by two chains of mountains, neither of which rises very abruptly.